This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win them only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Who allegedly solicited for sex from students. Opposition leaders advised to be responsible when making statements. In global news, Gabon suspended from AU following coup. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. Constitutional Court Judge Martin Mafeluke has dismissed an application by lawyer Threshold Charlie to dismiss an application by lawyer Threshold Charlie to stay the decision declaring the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant and to allow the member to vote when Bill 7 is tabled before Parliament. In his ruling, dated 4th December 2025, Judge Mafeluke found that the stay application is procedurally flawed and declined to grant interlocutory relief on that basis, noting that the issues raised would require full consideration at the substantive hearing rather than by a single judge on an interlocutory application. Mr. Charlie, in his application earlier this week, argued that the Speaker relied on the House's standing orders rather than a code of conduct prescribed by an Act of Parliament, and that the impending vote on Constitutional Bill No. 7 risked depriving Chawama constituents of representation if Area Member of Parliament, Tesila Lungu, is not allowed to vote. The application relied on the argument that the Speaker's 28 November ruling is inconsistent with Article 722C of the Constitution and Article 266S definition of prescribed matters, but the court found the contention that refusal of a stay would deny people of Chawama participation in the Bill 7 debate to be speculative. Judge Mafeluke also noted evidence that the Chawama lawmaker has been absent from Parliament since June 2025 and that no concrete proof was offered that she will be available to vote, adding to his holding that the urgency ground did not justify interrupting parliamentary business. An interlocutory application is a request made to a court for a temporary order during an ongoing lawsuit before a final judgment is reached. The ruling means the Crown Court will hear the main matter, and Mr. Charlie is this afternoon expected to appeal the ruling. The Human Rights Commission has expressed concern over the rising cases of suspects being detained beyond the legal limit, with many still being held in conditions that fall below human dignity. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Commission Chairperson Pamela Sambo revealed that the Commission has reviewed 193 cases since resuming SWU operations in October, with many demanding action before victims get justice. Ms. Sambo has attributed the prolonged detention to routine denial of policy bond, slow docket, processing and delayed medical and lab reports, and warns that the situation is deeply alarming. She also disclosed that the children are equally at risk, with cases of minors detained beyond the 48-hour legal limit and violence in schools, including bullying and banned corporal punishment, on the rise. Ms. Sambo says to address this crisis, the Commission will intensify engagements with the police, judiciary and social welfare. The examination.
A significant proportion of cases, broken down as 150 out of 193, which gives us a percentage of 77.7, were reflective of unlawful detention of suspects by law enforcement officers. This is deeply worrying. The right to personal liberty is guaranteed under Article 13 of the Constitution, as well as various international human rights instruments which Zambia has ratified. Yet, this fundamental right continues to be violated with impunity by law enforcement officers.
The Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, has revealed that it has introduced a new online feature that will ensure the face of the person writing an exam is the same image that will appear on the certificate. Addressing journalists in Lusaka this morning, ECZ Director Michael Chilala said the move has been made following high cases of impersonation, especially among candidates seeking for external general certificate of examination, GCE. Dr. Chilala explained that GCE candidates often hire other people to write examinations for them, hence the need to curb this malpractice. He said the new feature has been made possible through the online candidate registration system, which has been rolled out in all schools. Dr. Chilala clarified that a birth certificate is not mandatory for candidates to sit for examinations for now, but will be made mandatory in the future. He also expressed concern over the high number of pupils between the age of 10 and 12 sitting for grade 12 examinations, wondering at what age they started school, as a child is required to start grade 1 at 7 years old. Dr. Chilala says in this regard, parents or guardians will be required to verify the details of their children in their new enhanced online registration system, following a number of candidates seeking to correct their names once the list of candidates is out.
So like Director ICT has indicated, the online candidate registration system has existed since 2015 and we've been improving it every year. And in preparation for registration of candidates for 2026, we again made some improvements. First of all, we decided we should have the image. We realized that especially like for GCE, other external examinations, but in this case, since we are only talking about the GCE, because there won't be the junior secondary external examination next year, we need the images. We realize that it's so often that, like for GCE candidates, since we only require the NRC, people have been fidgeting with the NRC, removing the image, putting a different image, and a different person goes to write the exam for the other person. The cases of impersonation, I think we've been reporting, they've been going up.
In more news, government has pledged to consider reviewing environmental and mining regulations to make them more punitive in the wake of recurring tailing dam failures. Giving a ministerial statement of the tailings dam failure at Mukambo Copper Mines Limited in Mercy District of Rapula Province in Parliament this morning, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha said the frequency of such accidents is a growing concern and government regrets that communities continue to face environmental risks arising from poor compliance in the mining sector. Mr. Mposha revealed that the failed dam operated by EZ Mining Limited had been built without approval from the Mine Safety Department, and that investigators from the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, found severe structural weaknesses, poor engineering workmanship, and illegal operation of additional processing facilities not covered under the company's approved license. And responding to a follow-up question from Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mlenga, who raised concerns about the increasing number